I think the really exciting thing is, and I'm so chuffed about this because I've been going on about this for years. We now doubled the number of people starting apprenticeships compared to the last parliament. We're now days away from being able to announce the 2 millionth apprenticeship starting since this coalition government was formed. And that's incredibly exciting because we've been suffering for so long, haven't we, as a country, with this barely concealed snobbery that somehow suggests that someone who wants to do an apprenticeship, in other words, they want, someone who wants to earn and learn, who wants to literally or metaphorically get their hands dirty as they're getting a qualification, that somehow that is not as valuable to society as pursuing an academic qualification and having your nose stuck in a book in a university library for 3 or 4 years. And I think we should be valuing academic and vocational qualifications in the same way. We should be giving them an equality of esteem. We should be as enthusiastic about as youngsters who want to go into apprenticeships as youngsters who want to go to university. And thankfully, there are larger numbers of youngsters going to both universities and going into apprenticeships. And to make that even easier, to make those choices even easier, I'm announcing today that as of the beginning of the school year next year, we will have online a service available to all 16, 17, 18-year-olds across the country, so that they can click online and be given really simple information about the choices they face, where they're looking for different traineeships or apprenticeships or vocational courses in their local area. Because as you know, if you want to go to university, you've got this UCAS system which sets out the choices available to you about which courses are available in which university really simply and straightforwardly. If you want to find a vocational course in your local area, you're confronted by an absolute blizzard of different acronyms and providers and all the rest of it. And I want to simplify that as of the beginning of the school year next year so that it is as simple to find out information about vocational courses as it is for academic courses.
And how important is that? Because obviously not everyone can afford to go to university who wants to. I mean, a lot of young people out there do need this alternative route, don't they?
Well, first thing I would say is, whatever the controversies, actually, it is affordable for everybody to go to university because, despite all the controversy about fees, you don't need to pay anything upfront as a student. You only pay back many, many years later after you've left university. And when you're earning enough money to pay back, which is actually much better, curiously enough, despite all the controversy, than the old system, where you had thousands of students who had to cough up or get their parents to cough up front as students. So there was no, and that's the reason I think, by the way, despite all the predictions that lots of people wouldn't be able to go to university, that we've now got more youngsters going to full-time courses in university than ever before, and more youngsters from black, minority, ethnic, and disadvantaged families going to university than ever before. But at the same time, you're quite right, more and more parents and youngsters are thinking, well, why don't we, get a qualification and earn and learn at the same time? And what I think is so exciting is that apprenticeships are quite an old idea, quite a sort of ancient idea, actually. This idea that you learn by being mentored by someone who's greater experience than you in the workplace, that you learn by doing. But it withered on the vine a bit over the last 20 years or so. It kind of lost its currency for some reason. And I think we're now really rejuvenating and breathing life back into this old idea of apprenticeships. And we're now seeing apprenticeships develop and start and be started across the country on a scale that we haven't seen in a generation or two.
And obviously, figures out today show a record number of people in work, but there are concerns about youth unemployment still. Do you think this will address the issue and help get more young people into work?
Well, I think it will help, and I think it is helping. The number of young people on Job Seekers Allowance has now fallen so much over the last year that it's at its lowest level since the 1970s. We've seen the biggest drop in youth unemployment recently since records began, and youth unemployment is now lower than it was when we came into office. Of course, there's more to do. Any young person who and I meet a lot of them who are sat at home sending out hundreds of CVs. They don't get any answers. They don't get any explanation about why they're not called for interview. It's really it can knock the stuffing out of a young person just at the point in their life when they should be most optimistic about their future. And of course, anyone who's in that position, we want to help them. But the great news is we are now really seeing movement in the right direction. Youth unemployment lower than it was at the time of the last election. Biggest fall in youth unemployment since records began. Fewer young people on Job Seekers Allowance since the 1970s, and the biggest number of new apprenticeships being started well ever, actually. And I think that really is a cause for real optimism for the future.